Trouble in Paradise. Matrimonial Nightmares. Ready to say I do? American marriages have a 50% success rate according to recent statistics, so nowadays it's common to have a prenuptial agreement. It outlines the assets for each spouse so that both parties get what they want out of the marriage in the event of a divorce. US matrimonial lawyer Raoul Fender says people are including some pretty weird clauses, though, just in case. There is a wide range of clauses, but money is usually the main topic of a prenup. Often couples will state who gets what if the marriage ends in divorce. Some people also include a chores clause, which outlines who will do things like take out the rubbish and do the laundry. Then there are the no smoking in the house clauses for spouses of smokers. Sometimes spouses even specify who gets frequent flyer miles or opera tickets. Last, there is the question of cheating. Rich grooms sometimes put in clauses such as, if I cheat on you and we divorce, you get X amount of dollars. But if you cheat on me, you get a lot less. How's that for taking the romance out of marriage?